Well, maybe for most practitioners, it is possible to understand a little bit about Nibbana in a momentary sense. But to become permanently freed from defilements is more difficult to understand. If even the Buddha had to come out of it after 7 days and seven nights, please explain. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is not this is not an easy path, and it is quite refined. And I mean, it's you think of the Buddha, having dedicated, I mean, one being born with incredible barami, then dedicating himself to seeking and practicing, seeking out teachers, practicing incredibly diligently in order to realize Nibbana. And then when he did experience it, his first impulse is, this is too difficult to try to teach anybody. And that was what that say the invitation to for me to begin the Dhamma teaching was the this from the story of the Buddha and the Brahma Sahampati seeing the Buddha disinclined to teach and inviting the Buddha. There are beings with little dust in their eyes and so then the Buddha did determined to teach, and of course he was to our benefit. I mean, he taught for 45 years and laid down a complete path that would allow us to experience this opportunity of freedom from suffering. Even if it is, a refined aspiration, it's a it, there isn't anything more worthy to aspire to. So that it's something to be working towards, and to giving oneself to as an opportunity. I mean, it's easy to give oneself to, okay, I'll just muddle along and suffer for the rest of my life. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. It's so, but to sort of, oh, I have this opportunity to chip away at greed, hatred, and delusion with the possibility of experiencing freedom. And as she says, yeah, we can experience it on you get a like a flavor or a taste, and that encourages us to keep at it and realize, oh, there is a this is real. This is something to be done.